We offer our most humble respects unto His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, whose countenance is especially beautiful and kind, and who is able to present the highest ontological truths in the most pleasing poetic style. His transcendental figure is decorated with fine garments, radiant like the morning sun. He is a spiritual storehouse of concentrated ecstasy and a true saint chosen by the honest devotees. His renunciation and knowledge are comparable to a vast ocean. He is the fathomless reservoir and protector of all the illustrious conclusions of pure devotion. Resplendent in pastimes of loving dedication and a fountain of intense mellows of conjugal love, he is clearly distinguished among those endowed with divine intelligence. Freely granting our true fulfillment of life, he is our only shelter and the greatest general leading the renounced order. With his heart filled with ecstatic love of Lord Gauranga, he is the magnificent ocean of sweet devotion to Sri Radhika and Sri Krishna. Pure devotees fondly glorify him as the caretaker and guardian of devotion. He is the embodiment of confidential service to Srila Saraswati Thakur, and he is decorated with the radiance of Raga Bhakti emanating from his Guru Varga, headed by Sri Swarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, and Srila Rupa Goswami. In his Siddha Rupa, he is a damsel of Braja imbued with super excellent devotion to Srimati Radharani. We perpetually worship him, our beloved divine master, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, with full devotion.
Diana. Highest degree, so he's so faithful to me. I am not banished from his heart. I am banished externally by the policy of government, but actually I am not banished from his heart. So harmony. How the things of opposite types can be harmonized by higher principle. To harmonize things of a particular plane, energy of the higher plane is necessary to harmonize. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Anything, and there must be something anti. Cannot but be. Some opposition, some opposite conception. Any statement, some opposition. And to harmonize that. Hegel says that is the process of progress. Process of progress. Progress means this. Whatever there would be, some opposition, conception of opposition, possibility. The possibility of opposition, and then to do away with the opposition, greater harmony is necessary. Highest type of harmony is so. The diversity ultimately helps it. The opposition helps the main flow. Not only harmonized, but it enhances the beauty of the harmony. When harmony is successful, then it becomes the necessity of beauty. The necessity of beauty, beauty and harmony are the same thing. Beauty, harmony generally perhaps used in the sound world and beauty in the eye world, eye and the ear. But anyhow, the opposition enhances the beauty. If there would not be any diversity, then beauty was not possible. Different things would be, and they would be harmonized, and that is beauty. Vilas. Otherwise it would be jumbled together, and it would be Brahma. So Krishna represents beauty, and his harmonizing capacity exceeds, supersedes everything. Even stealing is beautiful, lying is beautiful, whatever he does, his wickedness is also beautiful. The conception of the greatest harmony, that you can harmonize anything and everything. Nothing can be there which he cannot harmonize. So the opposition, what is very objectionable, the stealing, the lying, debauchery, so to say, is inconceivable in him, all harmonized, so sweet, no enemy. Enemy also becomes friend in harmony. beauty means that, harmony means that. Not afraid, Adhya Gyan. Bhayam Dijiya Vinvi Satasat. The origin of fear. Only comes from the lack of harmony. Fear, fear borns from disappointment of harmony. There is no place of any fear. Ditya bhayam, ditya bhi. Undesirability is represented in Sanskrit as bhayam. Bhay means apprehension. Apprehension, fear, originates from lack of harmony. Bhayam dityabhinivishatasyat, of second interest. Common interest, one interest. If we can reduce many interests into one interest, as parts of one interest, then there is harmony, no fear. Only fear from separate interest, clash between separate interests. But if that can be linked in common interest, no fear. Bhayam dityabhinivishatasyat. Ishadapi tuscha vipurjayusmati. The first stage that we are afraid, we have got apprehension. Why? Dityabhinivish. We are suffering from the mania of second interest, separate interest. So we are afraid, we have got apprehension. Dityabhinivisa, ishadapitascha. When does it come to effect, take place, this apprehension? Ishadapitascha, when we deviate from the common master, idea of common master, common controller, common guardian, then only we suffer from apprehension. The vyadhi, the disease of apprehension, arises only when we lose, we separate ourselves from the common controller, common guardian of all. Isha, the master consciousness, that we have got a master, we have got a controller, and he is common to all. And he is our interest represented there, in that common master. Isha, Ishagyan, I have got my master, and he is to look after that, and he is master of all. So no apprehension. So deviation from the consciousness of a common master, common guardian, the apprehension comes to us. Ishad apritasya viparjayo asmriti. And then, when deviated, one is minus of the common guardian, then viparjaya, he comes in a very unfavorable circumstances. Losing that common master consciousness, he comes in a very dreadful position, vivarjaya asmriti, and forgets, he is puzzled, and forgets his own selfish self, real self, and the self-interest also he loses. Vibhajayo asmriti, if he is beside himself, asmriti. Tanmayayatu vibhava bhajittam. Then if he can come, he comes to know anyhow by the help of the external sadhu, that is his maya. then who can control the Maya? He does not go to fight with Maya, illusion, misconception, the forgetfulness of the center, the forgetfulness of his guardian. And he appeals to the guardian, guardian himself. If we fall on the ground, with the help of the ground we stand again. So, our forgetfulness of our guardian, that is because of all the disaster in which I find ourselves. And again, the only way to get out of this, to be reinstated in that idea of guardian, common guardianship. And that is affected by the sadhus, the normal, that are not deviated from God consciousness. With their help, we are to appeal to that all-controlling agency, and then we can again be reinstated in that Ishabgan, that I have got my master. I have got my master, to whom, in whose holy feet I am to take shelter. I am to surrender to my master. The life of surrender again comes. We take and everything is there. Only we shall be always be conscious of our guardian, the highest harmonizer. The problem is one, only one problem, that we deviate from the consciousness of our guardian, and only way to get out of the trouble to become conscious of our common guardian. That is God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Back to God, back to home, back to Godhead. The only one problem, we are deviated from Godhead, and we shall try to go towards Godhead. We shall go back to Godhead. The only one word that is necessary, what is necessary. Back to Godhead. Back to whom? Back to God, back to whom? The general problem is this. And by so many variegated ways, that is to be promoted. But the main thing is this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare. The Krishna consciousness, the center of highest harmony, highest harmony. And harmony is sweetness, harmony is beautiful. Harmony is Krishna, harmony is our guardian, harmony is our mother, that is their guardian, harmony is our master. That is sweetness, that is love. No enemy, no apprehension. I will be devoured by the inauspicious element around. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. That guardian came to us from door to door, Gaur Nityananda. Take us. Take, I have come to you, take me. Gauranga, Nityananda, from door to door. Accept Gauranga. I will be sold to you without any price. No price necessary. I will be sold to you. Only you take to Gauranga. Bhaja Gauranga, kaha Gauranga, laha Gauranga naam, je bhaja Gauranga chaadhe, sehi amar pram. He is my vitality of vitality. You say, you take refuge, go to Gauranga. What is the your real, real necessity? He has come to your door. Accept him. Accept him. And what is necessary, I am doing. Jishu came to wash the feet of his followers. Is it not?
Jesus.
Washed the feet of the disciples at 10. Something like
yes,
that.
Yes.
Yes. So Nityananda Prabhu has come to offer any service he will take to the name of Gauranga. The approach nearly similar, but the object of approach, there is great difference between Jesus and Gauranga. Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna, Krishna, O Krishna, Christ and Krishna. One full-fledged, there is a partial achievement. The method, closer, means closer relation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the Gandhi also there, Ahimsa. But the achievement is only political, mostly. This mundane political emancipation. But Jesus had some higher spiritual offer. And Mahaprabhu, the highest spiritual offer on the basis of science. Full-fledged theism. That's what Sukadeva announced in the assembly of the great scholars of ancient India of different thoughts. Gold, Hari Gold. Any question?
Maharaj?
Yes.
When Ramachandra was separated from Sita, can those feelings of separation be compared to when Radha was feeling separation from Krishna? Is there any comparison there?
No, not. This is relating to the mundane government avatar. That is the eternal opposite. This is also eternal, but it has got temporary value, and that is permanent. This is as a policy in the mundane administration, niti. Ramchandra is more given, Ramlila is more given to the niti, kevala,
moral. Conduct.
And, this mundane moral side, and the Krishna's pastimes concern only wholesale, the highest pastimes. No mundane reference, and here the reference is mundane. Good governor, good king. The good king of the highest conception that we find in Ramchandra. The highest possible ideal king in consideration with this mundane administration of men. which is religious background. But Krishna realized to realize that he has got no connection with this mundane world. That is an eternal plane in the highest quarter of the existence. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare.
What is the teaching behind his hearing a person of the people, and on the basis of hearing that impression, he banishes the Sita, who is impeccable? What is the teaching behind it for moral, government ways?
He takes the responsibility of even promising good government even to the worst people. Thus, just as a bad son, he should also get affection of the mother or father. A wicked, most wicked child, he has got also a position in the affectionate bosom of his mother or father. A slight remark against his good name, a slight remark against the sincerity of good government, Ramchandra could not tolerate. For that, he took the highest bait, highest sacrifice. But the least dissatisfaction of the subject, he held himself responsible and took the whole reaction on him, the penances on him. I am not only master of so many souls, but if anything, even any imaginable remark comes against it, just as when any disorder in any department of any administration, the minister resigns. You are acquainted with that. This fashion, this etiquette, that whenever any unsuccessful in particular department of the minister thinks that I am not fit, I resign. A fit man should be engaged in my place. I have to save his honor. Honorable retreat, retirement, retreat, honorable retreat, that I am unfit. So in that line, I am a king, I am supposed to give a good government to my subjects. But I find there is some complaint about me, then I must take the charge, the bad remark against